Good morning, Oriol. Today is Thursday, 4th of October, and right now it's clear on 27 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today says partly cloudy with temperatures ranging from low of 26 to high of 32, with a heat index of 35 degrees Celsius. It's supposed to be breezy with winds from south at 10 to 20 kilometers per hour. Later on, we can expect clear, again breezy with southerly winds at 20 to 25 kilometers per hour, and morning humidity was on 79% and should drop by noon for almost 20%. Moon is veining gibbous, illuminated on 86%. Today at 5:15 PM at Unity Pavilion in International Zone, the Unity Pavilion team will start with a weekly gathering around the peace table to build a space for healing and peace, because peace is the foundation for all healing to occur, whether that healing be mental, vital, physical, individual, collective, or for the earth as whole. Weekends hits off with tonight and tomorrow screening of an engaged film about the right for gentle birth, fighting for an asset more precious than gold or oil, or our planet's humanity. The film is on midwifery and it's named Guerrilla Midwife. Tonight they will screen it at 7 PM at Swaram Station upstairs, in English with Tamil interpretation, and tomorrow at 4:30 PM at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall. Guerrilla Midwife is a documentary film about Ibu Robin Lime's life as a fierce advocate for gentle birth as a human right. Our innate capacity to love is affected by our birth experience. Gentle birth brings peace and traumatic birth brings war. Choose gentle birth. Film was submitted by Christiane and guest Mala Land. On Saturday, 6th of October at 8 PM at Visitor Center, Miraculous Production presents High Heels in the Old Town Tonight, which is a play starring the kids of Oroville. And of course, we are all invited. At Pitanga at 7:30 PM, also on Saturday, they will hold a concert, Shemi Ghazal, with Sri Balu Dutta and Sri Biplav Burman, and this event is supported by ARPAN. On Saturday, 13th October, from 10 AM to 4 PM, we can, with Laura and Krupa, discover our animal spirit guides through shamanic meditation and music, and then create a mask to explore the character of the animal which comes to us. In shamanic meditation journeys, communication with our spirit animal guide is achieved through resonance based on our vibratory similarity with that animal. Mask making and writing will further the connection in a specially prepared space for meeting your animal spirit guide. This workshop is for a limited number of participants, but is open to guests as well as Norovillians and newcomers, but of course with contribution for art supplies. Because spaces are limited, they are asking us to contact Verité to register on 262-2045 or 262-2807. From next week, the library will have the new schedule of opening hours from 9 AM to 12:30 and from 2 PM to 4:30 PM from Monday to Friday for lending and returning books. On Saturday, the library is open from 9 AM to 12:30 and from 4 PM to 6:30 PM. Next week, October 8th, some Sri Aurobindo and Mother's books will be available as donation to Aurovillian and newcomers only. Now let's talk on Firewall facilities in Auroville with some updates from Firewall team. As of 30th of September, the space in Auroville Health Center in Quilapalam is no longer available for accommodating of our Firewall facilities. For that reason, at Auroleg, storage space has been offered and most of the furniture materials from the Firewall room have already been moved there until a suitable temporary location can be found and made ready to operate this specific service. In the meantime, the housing board is looking for a location, even though it is acknowledged that a better solution would be space in a public building that has or could be organized to have three-phase electricity, security and night watchmen, easy public access, and where those living or working nearby are open to receiving this service. They therefore appeal to the community at large and individuals or groups for offers of assistance in finding or offering such a space, even on a very temporary and ad hoc basis. Under the present circumstances, additional people may be needed to take care of some of the practical and physical details related to the period between death up to and including burial and cremation, and few volunteers who can be called on at any time of the day or night, at least for the immediate future, filling in any gaps not covered by existing Auroville groups or services, including mechanical and technical assistance for assuring the smooth running of a generator or other equipment in the case of need. If you have any questions, comments, suggestions, or can offer assistance or support in any form, please contact Barbara, B, Kalzan, Logu, Paula, or Susie of the Fireworld team at fireworldmatters@orville.org or any member of the Orville Council. Outzines at Town Hall informs us that they offer multimedia services such as video editing of your personal family video, company profile, product demo, animation 2D and 3D, commercial ads, which can be used on your website or YouTube, filming a program of seminar with editing and DVD authoring including. Also, they have reduced the price of photocopies. A4 copies will be charged 1 rupee instead of 125 rupees. They will take effect from 5th of October. The Orville Frisbee Club informs us that they are off to another tournament on Chennai's Elliot's Beach, Besant Nagar. Since their two teams will be contending on October 12 to 14 against 14 other teams from across the country with morning and evening matches. They would be happy if anyone would like to help them in any way, either coming to Chennai as the photographer, their water boy or girl, sponsoring their imported expensive professional jerseys, supporting the few individual players who don't have the means, or simply cheerleading, but you are more than welcome. Once again, they would like to invite all shy frisbee enthusiasts and bold potential aficionados, as well all the normal people to try out the best team sport. They'd also like to invite the marathoners, the individual athletes, and other team sports players and non-sportives to join them on Mondays and Saturdays at 5 p.m. in Certitude. And as an announcement from a tree care, which is ready to come to prune and remove trees or branches over fragile structures. You can call them on 944-3146-329 or Anandi at 9655-477-329 or write to them at ourtreecare.gmail.com. Tomorrow, Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat News Pavilion in India Culture in International Zone at 7:30 p.m. They will screen French film about illegal immigrants, Welcome, directed by Philippe Lored, and it was made in France in 2009. And at the Ecofilm Club in Sadhana Forest at 7 p.m., we can see documentary Kronos, made in 1985 by Ron Fricke. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m., we can see within Antonini series documentary Chung Kuo, China, part 1 of 3, made in Italy in 1972. And on Saturday, at the same place and time, they will screen an international drama, Momo, The Boogeyman, made in Turkey in 2009 by writer and director Atalay Tasdigan. Children can see at 4:30 p.m. on Sunday, children's film comedy family fantasy, Mary Poppins, which was made in USA in 1964 by director Robert Stevenson. And later on, at 8 p.m. at Cine Club, they will screen Akira Kurosawa's drama, action adventure, Yojimbo, made in Japan in 1964. Supreme Lord, teach us to be silent so that in silence we may receive thy force and understand thy will. Word the Mother, thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on orvilleradio.org. What can I do to get the